Well, good evening and welcome to our midweek service here at Heritage Baptist Church. Appreciate so much each one of you joining with us tonight. If you have your Bibles this evening, let's turn together to the Gospel of John chapter 1. The Gospel of John chapter 1. If you'll remember last week, we began our introduction into our study of this Gospel of John. And we noted how that the synoptic Gospels, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they focus on the humanity of the Lord Jesus. But we saw how that the Gospel of John is different, because the Gospel of John focuses not so much on his humanity, but it focuses primarily on his deity. It is here that we see God manifested in the flesh. And so in the opening verses of this first chapter, you remember we saw three things together last time. First of all, we saw the person of Christ. We saw the person of Christ, how that he is eternal. He was in the beginning. He was in the beginning. Not only is he eternal, but he is connected. He was with God. And also we saw how that he is God. He is God. And so we saw the person of Christ. We also saw in those first few verses the power of Christ. We saw how that he is the creator of all things. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. But not only is he the creator, he is also the sustainer. He is the one who holds it all together. And so we saw the person of Christ, the power of Christ. And then thirdly, we saw the purpose of Christ. You remember we saw there was a delightful truth. He is the source of our physical life, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. But more importantly, he is the source of our spiritual life. And the spiritual light that we have, it comes so that we might know God and so that we might walk in his way. So he's the source of our life. He is the source of our light. But then we saw the distressing truth. And the distressing truth is that men are offended by the light of God's truth. They refuse the gift of eternal life to which his light points them. And the reason is simply because they love their sin. Now, that's where we ended last time, but we want to continue by considering two additional points that we find by way of introduction here in this Gospel of John. And so notice with me number 4, the precursor of Christ. The precursor of Christ. In other words, the forerunner. It has been noted that the book of Isaiah, which was written around 700 B.C., it's actually like a Bible in miniature. And the reason it has been looked at in that way is because just as the Bible has 66 books, the Bible has 66 books, Isaiah has 66 chapters. And the Bible has two divisions. There's Old Testament, New Testament. And the book of Isaiah also falls into two divisions. It's also interesting to notice that the Old Testament contains 39 books. And the first 39 chapters of the book of Isaiah basically give us a summary of the Old Testament. The New Testament has 27 books. And the last 27 chapters of the book of Isaiah summarize for us the message of the New Testament. Now, the reason why I mention that this evening is simply because right at the very beginning of Isaiah's New Testament section, right at the very beginning of that, we find a prophecy. And here's the prophecy. It's found in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 3. It says, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Well, then we come to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 1, and or chapter 3 rather, beginning with verse number 1. Listen to what it says. It says, "In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he, talking about John the Baptist, this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, back there in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. This is the one that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And that's the same thing that we also find being presented in our text tonight. You see, the Apostle John gives us 3 points about this voice who came crying in the wilderness. 3 things about this voice that came crying in the wilderness. First of all, we find letter A, his identity. It's found in John chapter 1, verse 6, where the Bible says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." That John the Baptist was truly sent from God is very clearly seen when we consider the circumstances of his miraculous birth. You can read about it in Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to verse number 25. But this one that is being spoken of, this man who was sent by God, it's John the Baptist. Not only do we find his identity, letter B, we find his purpose. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1, verse 7, "The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe." By the way, that's the very same truth that the Apostle Paul declared. In Acts chapter 19 and verse number 4, the Bible says, "Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." So the purpose of John the Baptist was simply to point men to the light. His purpose was to point men to the Lord Jesus Christ so that they might believe on him and be saved. But you know, there was a danger there. There was a danger. My dad used to say, most people can handle failure far better than they can handle success. And the reason for that is simply because when men have success, they are in danger of being lifted up with pride. Certainly John the Baptist had a successful ministry. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 3, verse 7, that multitudes came out to hear him preach. And those who came to hear him preach, they came from everywhere. Matthew chapter 3, verse 5 tells us. And therefore, it would have been very easy for John the Baptist. It would have been very easy because of the popularity that he was enjoying. It would have been very easy for him to begin to do just as the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. It would have been easy for him to begin to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. But the thing that kept John the Baptist from falling into that dangerous trap was that he always remembered that even though he was an extraordinary messenger sent by God, he was still only the messenger. He was still only the messenger. And that's the very point that the Apostle John makes now. Notice it. He says concerning John the Baptist in verse 8 and verse 9, he was not that light. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That phrase that we find here, that was. It's just like we saw before in John chapter 1, verse 1. It's in the imperfect tense, and it signifies an action of the past that continues into the present. In other words, Jesus Christ has always been and always will be the true light. That's Christ. He is the true light. In fact, let me mention just 4 things that are contained in that thought. What a great thought it is. But let me mention just 4 things very quickly. First of all, he is the undeceiving light. We're told that Satan, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, Satan is able to appear as an angel of light. But it is a deceitful light because Satan is a liar and he's the father of all lies, John chapter 8, verse 44 tells us. Joseph Benson, in his commentary, I think he said it well when he described Satan as wearing on certain occasions a mask of sanctity and religion in his attempts to deceive and ensnare the souls of men. Bottom line, in contrast to all of the false lights that religion presents in the world today, the Lord Jesus Christ is the undeceiving light. Not only is He the undeceiving light, number two, He is the clarifying light. You know, the Bible tells us, as you go through the Old Testament, the Bible tells us about many types, many figures, many shadows that are given. In fact, those things are referred to in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24, as figures of the true. In other words, as Colossians 2, verse 16 and 17 says, they are shadows of things to come. But in Jesus Christ, all of those figures and all of those shadows, they find their reality in Jesus Christ. That's why the old saying is absolutely true. It goes like this: the New Testament is contained in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is explained by the New Testament. He is the clarifying light. Number three, He is the underived light. You know, there are some lights who shine because they borrow light from another source, or they reflect light from another source. But the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not borrowed and it's not reflected. His light shines out of His own glory. It is underived. And then number four, it is the preeminent light. He is the preeminent light. One writer has well noted, there is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another of the stars, but all other lights pale before Him who is the light. As we noted last time in John chapter 1 and verse number 4, He came into this world of spiritual darkness as the light, so that sinful men might receive spiritual life and have a knowledge and have an understanding of the glory of God. That presents a very important fact. It presents a very important fact because this light that shines on all men, it naturally demands a response. It demands a response. And so the Apostle John is going to show us, letter C, his observation. In other words, he's going to show us how people responded to the presentation of Jesus Christ that was given by John the Baptist. Now I want you to note, these same responses, they can be seen today. The same responses can be seen today. You know why? Because human nature, over the past 2,000 years, it hasn't changed a bit. It hasn't changed at all. So we see the same responses even today. And so when John the Baptist spoke, the Lord Jesus, number one, He was unknown by some. He was unknown. John chapter 1, verse 10, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Charles Spurgeon, writing on this verse, made the comment. He said, this is a sad verse. He was a stranger in His own house. He was unknown amidst His own handiwork. Men whom He had made, made nothing of Him. What a sad verse. What a sad thought. Again, Spurgeon said this. He said, what dreadful ignorance sin has created in the human mind. The world was made by Christ, yet the world knew Him not. Because of the ignorance, because of the blindness that is caused by sin, Many of those who heard the presentation of John the Baptist were unable, and there are many today who are still unable to know the Lord Jesus. They are unable to recognize Him for who He really is. He was unknown by some. Number two, He was rejected by some. In John chapter 1 and verse 11, it says He came unto His own. That is, He came to this human race, which He had created in His own image and His own likeness. He came unto His own, but His own received Him not. When the light of the world, when the light of God came into this world of humanity, that which He had created, and that light began to expose man's corruption, it began to expose man's sin, there were some who reacted just like a bunch of cockroaches when you turn on the lights. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been in a place where you turn on the light and you see the cockroaches? They scatter and they go everywhere. Why? They're looking to hide in the darkness. And that's exactly the way sinful men are. When God's light in the person of Jesus Christ begins to expose the man's sin and man's corruption, men seek to run for cover and to hide their evil deeds. It was true then, and the same thing is true today. There were some who did not know Him. Some rejected Him, but praise the Lord, number three, He was received by some. He was received by some. While some ran away from the light, there were some who welcomed the light, just as some will welcome the light even today. And to them, there's a wonderful promise that is given in verse number 12. It says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." The word power that is used in this verse is not speaking of physical strength, physical power. Rather, it's from a Greek word that actually means authorized legal power or authorized legal authority. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only person who can cleanse and forgive men of their sin and then birth them into the very family of God. That's why the Bible says in verse number 13, those that believe on Him which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You see, we're born into God's family. We are born into God's family. And it's something that it doesn't come because we inherit it from our parents. It's not by blood. And this being born into God's family, it's not something that we strive for and we earn in our own strength. It's not by our will. And this being born into God's family, it's not something that somebody else can do for us. It's not by the will of man. Rather, all of it is by God's amazing grace. When we receive Jesus Christ by placing our faith and trust in Him and in Him alone. And now finally, the Apostle John, in only one verse, he's going to show us number five, the presentation of Christ. The presentation of Christ. In John chapter 1 and verse number 14, the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." J.C. Riley, in his commentary, said this. He said, "The passage of Scripture now before us is very short if we measure it by words, but it is very long if we measure it by the nature of its content." And certainly that is true. In fact, that's why the Apostle Paul, speaking of this very thing that we find presented in our text, here's what the Apostle Paul said, 1 Timothy 3:16, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Now, you've heard me say before that in the Bible, a mystery is something that you and I would never figure out with our own wisdom. This is something we would never be able to comprehend in our own thinking. In fact, in the Bible, a mystery is something that you and I would never come to know unless God Himself revealed it to us. And here we find spoken of the mystery of godliness. Well, what is that? Well, the mystery of godliness, as we've just read, is the fact that God was manifested in the flesh. I want you to notice three things very quickly that we find in our text. First of all, I want you to notice what the Word became. What the Word became. John tells us He became flesh. He became flesh. The Apostle Paul tells us the same thing in Romans chapter 8, verse 3. God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. In other words, the physical body of the Lord Jesus was subject to the same limitations. It was subject to the same weaknesses. It was subject to the same frailties that you and I face in our own physical bodies. The difference is He did not have the sin nature that you and I have because He was God. He was God. In fact, the Bible declares in Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, even though he had a body just like ours, yet in Him, the Bible says, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Yes, He had a body that was weak. He had a body that knew what it was to be hungry and tired and thirsty, and a body that knew what it was to suffer pain and even to die. And yet, in spite of all that, He was absolutely without any sin. Without any sin. The Word, it became flesh. But I want you to notice letter B. I want you to notice what the Word did. What the Word did. Our text says that He dwelt among us. Not only did God become flesh, but He condescended and humbled Himself to literally come down and dwell with us in this wicked and sinful world. You know, that's exactly what the prophet foretold way back in the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, the prophet said, "The Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel." We find out later on in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, we find out exactly what that name Emmanuel means. It's defined for us. And the name Emmanuel simply means God with us. That's what Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ, the Word, He came in flesh. Not only did He come in flesh, He came and dwelt among us. And then I want you to notice letter C, what the Word revealed. The Bible says that He revealed His glory by the grace that He showed and by the truth that He proclaimed. What a wonderful thing. The wonderful fact that God became flesh, dwelt among us. Why? So that we might know Him. By the way, the light, it's still shining. The light is still shining. Therefore, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, writing to those believers in the city of Ephesus, he said, "For ye were sometimes darkness." In other words, before you came to be saved, you were walking in darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Let me ask you a question this evening. Have you ever come to the light? Have you come to the light that is pointing you in the way of salvation? Have you come to that light that is showing you your need for salvation? That you've sinned against God? You've broken His law? You've offended His holiness? Has that light pointed you to the way of salvation? And instead of running away from it, have you turned? Have you turned and come to the light? in order that you might become a child of God. If you've never done that, I would hope that even tonight, you might make that choice. You might make that most important decision. And if you have trusted Christ as your Savior, let me ask you this. Are you walking in the light? Are you walking in the way that He is pointing for you to go, that He is directing you to go? Are you walking in the light that shows the pathway of holiness? May God help that to be a reality. May God help that to be so in each one of our hearts and in each one of our lives.